In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, this is letter number 3506B. There is 3506, this is the second 3506. Baruch Hashem, dated Chof Dalet Iyar, Tavshin Tezvav, the 24th of Iyar, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Rav HaChosid, the titles here, Meirenu, Reb Nissen Sheyichya Hurwitz. Shalom Avrocha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 12th of Iyar, and this that you write, that you don't have in your community, in your area, someone who can learn without a vow, the Maimorim of the Torah Oir and Lakuta Torah, as fitting to this talk that the Rebbe gave on Shabbos Mevorchim before Chanukah. The Rebbe asked that people go through the Maimorim of Torah Oir, Lakuta Torah, and the Parsha. So he was writing to the Rebbe that he doesn't have anybody that he can do it with. So the Rebbe says, well, our sages already have said that lo yogato motzos al taimin, without effort, and that you found, don't believe. And also yogato v'lo motzos, if you put in effort, you have not succeed al taimin, don't believe. So with the effort, the Rebbe says, you could do it. However, the Rebbe says, uposhet, it's obvious that I'm not meaning, when I suggested to learn the Maimorim, the Torah, Lukut Torah, to take away from the set times to learning Nigla, but rather to add to them by studying the study of the Torah and Lukut Torah, but not to take away from what you are already learning. And then the Rebbe goes into an explanation that he asked the Rebbe in Negeres HaKodesh, in the first Simen, Negeres HaKodesh, over there, he quotes the Pasuk of Chogro Boizmos Neho, that's in Mishlei, the end of Mishlei, which we say in the Eishes Chayil. So he says that Chogro Boizmos Neho, that she girded with strength Mosneho, the hips. So the Rebbe talks about over there that the hips are hamaimid umekayim es roish. They support, the hips supports the head, hu haseichel, the roish, the head that is the seichel, etc. And then once the head is supported, the head later on gives birth, lahoylid mitvuna zut chinder chim achulu, when a person contemplates and reflects with his mind, with his intellect, you give birth, you create from this understanding fear and love of Hashem. So you are, first of all, standing up the body, the head, and the hips also stand up, hold on the hands, because that's the dechilu rechima that comes from the head. Bechina Hazroyes va'guf shebenefesh, that would represent the body and the hands of the soul, which is always also supported by the hips. So he asked the Rebbe, v'loma hishmit roish, why does the Alter Rebbe not mention, he says, the hands and the body and not the head, where the mosnayim, the hips, support the head as well, as the Alter Rebbe started off. But the Rebbe said that's obvious, that's simple, that's not the question, because we're still talking, explaining, ending off the explanation, that which is born out of the Bina, which is the Dechilu Rechima, we're talking about the head which gives birth to the Ava Vira, which is the emotions, which are divided into three, chesed, the right hand, gevura, the left hand, and tiferes is the body. Those are the three parts that come from the head. We can't say the head. We're talking about what comes from the head. Then later on, when the Alter Rebbe continues, and he writes, "Lekayim harosh v'hazroya," to sustain the head and the hands, he's going back to explaining here the impact of the hips, that not only do they support the emotion, but also they support the zechut. And the fact that he doesn't mention over here guf, as he just said before when he talked about zroyas and the guf, is otu kiruch lo leiz of alach. He doesn't have to detail everything again and again. And these three lines have been the right, left, and the middle. The zroyas and the guf have been already specified before. Over there, he talks specifically about the levels of the emotion. As the Alter Rebbe explained, the Ava Yira, which is the Rishpe Eish, the fire, the Pachad Hashem, the fear of Hashem, Livesh Chulu, and therefore he doesn't have to mention again the goof over here. Then, at the end, in the Egeres HaKodesh, in the parentheses, the Alter Rebbe says that this idea that the head is being based, standing, and sustained by Masneo, he says Tomo Kitev Sachro. So what does it mean, Tomo Kitev Sachro? So he is trying to explain that the meaning is the word Sachro over here, talking about Makifim somehow, that this is the makif, but the Rebbe says, in my view, it's not so, because there's no mention of makifim. And the Rebbe says, simply, the meaning is over there is tomo. Tomo means the logic, the seichel, the tam and the seichel that comes as a follow-up to the previous pasuk. Chogro bo'iz mosneo, the Alter Rebbe was explaining, girded with strength the mosnaim, the hips, batamitz ro'iso, and strengthening the hands, which is the mosnaim and the guf. And then the pasuk continues, tomo was his logic, the taste, in yone tam badas, mani tam badas, with the blessing. This is a little scholarly on the explaining the Igeres HaKodesh Aleph to this Rabbi Nissen Horowitz, and explaining him the proper pirush in that Igeres HaKodesh.